Well, they might be receiving a visit from the Prime Minister today, but locals on Christmas Island say they're disillusioned generally about the way their community is treated in federal elections. Under the electoral system, they vote in the Northern Territory, are governed by a federal department in Canberra, and follow Western Australian laws. They say their voice isn't often heard when it comes to issues that matter to them. Tom Joyner visited the island and filed this report.
In her 54 years living on Christmas Island, Jessica has seen governments in Canberra come and go. In that time, she's raised six children and now works as a cleaner in the island's police station. But throughout her life, the islander has noticed one theme come up again and again.
Every time when we have those people like from the Canberra or Sydney or wherever, we're going to have a meeting with the Chinese, the Malay, the Europeans or whatever, and then they say they're going to make this place a better place to stay. But still nothing changed.
The island's one of Australia's most remote territories. It's located in the Indian Ocean, closer to Jakarta than the Australian mainland. But for as long as anyone can remember, its system of governance can only be described as a hodgepodge. For the most part, the Federal Department of Infrastructure and Regional Development runs things from Canberra. But islanders abide by WA laws, and come election time, will vote in the Northern Territory seat of Lingiari, held by Labor's Warren Snowden on a margin of 8.4%.
Well, governance on the island is quite interesting. Now, today we have a LNP government. Next day we might have an ALP government. So they always keep changing. Where are we at? We are still at the first square. You know, we haven't moved ahead. We haven't moved anywhere.
Patrick Chan is a Chinese community leader on Christmas Island. He says many people on the island feel powerless to shape its future. So much so that the same issues, from the economy to services and infrastructure, come up year after year.
So satirical as you think it might be, it's like, that's how it is on the island. And we all get used to it. It's like, another election's coming. Yeah, another minister. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like islanders aren't given an opportunity to have their say. They are, but some feel they're being asked for their feedback a bit too much, and little is being done as a result. In fact, they have a name for it.
Consultation fatigue is what it's referred to.
That's Lisa Preston, the chair of the island's tourism association.
Certainly we feel that because, hold on, this last guy asked us and two guys before that asked us, and certainly that's what we felt in the peak of the detention centre activity. We actually had consultants here to consult about how much we were consulted.
She says one way to improve the system would be by giving the roughly 1,800 islanders some kind of self-governing body. Without something like that, people feel disenfranchised.
Apathy is huge here because compulsory to vote, but you know you don't influence any outcome. We don't really have really good representation on that front.
But Lisa Preston says things have improved, and despite everything, many bureaucrats on the island work really hard to do their best to better islanders' lives. A sentiment echoed by Christmas Island Administrator Natasha Griggs.
It's a very interesting arrangement and it does have its challenges, but we've got some amazing people. The Department of Infrastructure, Regions and Territories in Canberra have a significant group of people for the Indian Ocean Territories, and they work with us and work with the WA government to deliver on the services.
The administrator is the island's most senior Commonwealth official and is appointed by the Governor-General on the advice of government. The former Liberal MP says despite frustrations, there's a high level of community engagement on the island. People do care.
Well, I just had a meeting with some people that said they were actually very concerned about the outcome of the next election. But I've got to say, if they're upset about something, they do know who they need to contact.
As the election draws closer, there probably won't be any islanders on the ballot, and for local cleaner Jessica, that could well be part of the problem.
Some of the Chinese and some of the Malay, they say, oh, you know, we have to step up to the front and fight for our right, you know, our locals. But nobody dared to stand up.
That's one Christmas Island local ending that report from Tom Joyner.